You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Some television stations have changed frequencies. The reason? To make more airwaves available for 5G and high-speed mobile broadband services. And if you happen to watch free over-the-air television by using an antenna, you need to rescan your television set so that you can get those local channels. Joining me live by phone to talk more about the change and why it's happening is Jean Kiddo. She is chair of the Federal Communication Commission Initiative Auction Task Force. Welcome to the program, Jean.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
So explain to me what changes are being made, and we're talking specifically about that free over-the-air television, correct?
That's exactly right. What we're going to be talking about is changes that are being made if a viewer uses an antenna, either rabbit ears or a rooftop antenna, to receive over-the-air television signals. Viewers who subscribe to cable and satellite television services don't have to worry about this. There's nothing they need to do. Their provider will take care of it for them.
So the changes specifically, because these changes are going to be happening in the Boise area.
Yes. Let me step back for one second.
Okay.
The reason that this is happening, as you said, is that the FCC, one of the things that we try to do is make the most efficient use of the airwaves as we can. Airwaves are a limited natural resource, and so we try to make sure that we use them as best we can for what American consumers need and want. And we determined that there were some efficiencies that could be achieved in the spectrum that is devoted to television broadcasting. And so we conducted an auction in which we bought back some broadcast spectrum from broadcasters and made it available in a second auction to wireless carriers. We're now in the phase of the process where we're doing the post-auction transition, and that means that stations across the country, in Boise and across the country, are a lot of them having to change frequencies into the new, more consolidated television spectrum band. And so what that means is that a Boise viewer will not see any channels change, per se. The channel that they tune to obtain their favorite programming is not going to change. But behind the scenes, the TV needs to be able to recognize the new frequency that particular TV station is broadcasting on.
So when, you know, sometimes I've noticed, I mean, you'll have maybe like let's take a channel 4, for example, right? And then you'll have like a channel 4.2 or channel 4.3. Mm-hmm. Are those the frequencies we're talking about? I mean, simple things like that?
No. If channel 4, including channel 4.1, 4.2, 4.3, is changing frequencies, it applies to all of those.
Okay.
So basically what you'll see is that at least 30 days before any channel makes a change, the TV station will start to notify viewers of the upcoming change and the date on which they're going to do it, advising them to get ready to rescan. And they'll do that on-air public service announcements, screen crawls, you know, those
right.
words that go across the screens, and other website notices and other things to make sure that consumers are aware, because they obviously have a very strong interest in making sure that their viewers can continue to watch their channel. And then when that change happens, the viewer will have to do what we call a rescan of the TV. And this is something that that viewers did when they installed the TV to start out with. They basically had to scan for local channels, and this is essentially a rescan to do that. And the TV will, using a remote control, the viewer will go to the menu button, click through to settings or channels and antenna, and then click on a rescan, and the TV will automatically scroll through all channels to pick up, make sure that it's aligning the channel to the proper frequency. Mm-hmm. And if a viewer hasn't done that in a while, they may find that there's a lot more of those sub-channels you mentioned available than they knew.
I'm speaking with Jean Kiddo. She is the chair of the Federal Communication Commission Incentive Auction Task Force. And we're talking about changing television channel frequencies, and that will be happening in the Treasure Valley area. So when do viewers need to maybe do this rescan? Do they have to wait until the change actually happens?
Yes, if they scan beforehand, they'll just pick up the same channel that they're picking up today. It needs to happen once the broadcaster makes the change in frequency, then the TV needs to be scanned to pick up that new frequency.
And
it's a good idea. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. It's a good idea to do.
It's generally a good idea if you're an over-the-air TV watcher to do a rescan periodically, no matter whether this change was happening or not. As I said, there are new sub-channels coming on all the time, and so it's a good idea. It's sort of like rebooting your computer periodically. It's just a good housekeeping matter. And the other rule of thumb I would suggest is that any time an over-the-air viewer is looking for a channel that they know they've received on their over-the-air TV and it's not there, the answer is rescan, and chances are the channel will reappear.
So do we know yet dates or anything like that as to when we could be seeing these changes here locally?
These changes are happening in phases over the next year and a half, basically through July of 2020. And it will probably happen two or possibly three times in Boise as stations start to make the change. So the answer to the question is that viewers need to watch for these notices and do the rescans. And again, if they notice a station that they had is suddenly no longer there, do a rescan and perhaps they just missed the notice.
And to be clear, because we do have listeners who live outside of the Boise area, is that this is a nationwide initiative. So even if they may get television stations outside of the Boise area, you would still need to go through this process.
Yes. If they're receiving them via the over-the-air antenna, then yes. There are stations nationwide who are making this change.
And so to be clear again, for people who are wondering, this is for that, when you talk over-the-air, this is that free television, you know, back in the good old days, free television, right?
That's right. Actually, it's getting more popular. You know, you hear people who are going cutting cords and things.
Uh-huh.
And this is a good way to continue to get local news and local programming. It's free. It's over the air. And the antennas are relatively inexpensive. So it's something that millennials are discovering for the first time and think it's something that some of us who are a little bit older have known for a long time.
Right. They think it's something new. And we're like, oh, no. We usually actually have to, you know, I remember having to get up and turn the TV channel. Come on now.
Exactly. You know? I remember turning the rabbit ears to get different channels.
So. So, see, it's not that bad, but you do have to do that whole So the rescan, so bottom line, if I'm understanding this correctly, is that when these public service announcements come over or they do that crawl across the bottom of your television, you actually need to pay attention to it.
That's right. That's right. And rescanning, again, it shouldn't be too complicated, although there are some folks who have sort of phobias about buttons on remotes, but but it shouldn't be too complicated. It, you know, it's something that, you know, you go to the menu button and click through to the settings and auto-tune or channel scan. But in case consumers or viewers are uncertain how to do it, we do have some information on our FCC website about how to rescan, and that can be found at fcc.gov/TV rescan. So fcc.gov/TV rescan. And I will say also that we have a kind of a cool interactive map on that same site where viewers can put in their street address and be able to see what channels they should be able to receive in their market area. And it'll indicate whether that channel will be changing, and it'll give the time frame, the general window of time during which that change is scheduled to take place.
So that's really helpful then for someone to get all of that information. And so quickly before we wrap up too, so this was done, the FCC did this so that we can have more of that 5G, that high-speed broadband internet, because, I mean, that is also one of the things that everyone does these days.
That's exactly right. We have lots of new and exciting services that are coming online, and we need to be able to have the radio frequencies to be able to transmit them to consumers. So, yes, this freed up quite a lot of spectrum for wireless carriers, and I think that's helpful. And we're also looking at other areas of the spectrum band to do similar kinds of projects where we are going to be allocating spectrum for these types of services, because American consumers seem to have an insatiable demand for ever faster, ever wider capacity mobile services.
Yeah, we just don't have any patience, do we, these days? So, so very quickly, too, you said something about this maybe happening two or three times in our area. So does that mean we have to rescan every time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because what's happening when you rescan is that the TV is taking a snapshot of the situation as it exists right at that moment, and it will pull up the channels that are being broadcast on every frequency that it sees, it recognizes, and it will associate those with the proper channel numbers. But when a station subsequently changes frequency, another station changes frequency, all of a sudden that TV is not going to recognize it on its new frequency until it gets rescanned again and finds it.
And if you have any questions or are you confused, just go to the FCC.gov and they can walk through there as well.
That's exactly right.
All right. Jean, thanks so much for the conversation today. Good information to have because I'm one of those people that would normally skip over the PSA. So, and I'm sure
okay,
I'm not the only
one. Well, don't do it this time.
I know, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. I've been talking with Jean Kiddo. She is the chair of the Federal Communication Commission Incentive Auction Task Force, talking about how we're going to be seeing some local frequency changes here in the Gem State. Thanks again, Jean.